Joseph Mariñez used to have 8 barbershops like this one. But since the pandemic broke out, he's had to close 5. Right now, only this one is making money.
We can't take any more lockdowns. Small business owners like us are suffering, and the poor are getting poorer.
The capital, Manila, is now on alert level 3. The second strictest lockdown tier imposed by the Philippine government. That means schools as well as amusement centers are closed again and the movement of travelers is restricted. President Rodrigo Duterte has implemented a no vaccination, no ride policy designed to restrict the movement of unvaccinated people on public transport, hoping to also convince many Filipinos to get inoculated. But rights groups say the ban is unconstitutional and penalizes the poor who have no means of private transport and can't work from home. But across the street, Lorelyn Carranza says she doesn't mind having to present her vaccine card.
It makes me feel safer, us safer. But we also understand that vaccination shouldn't be forced on anyone because it's not right.
The Philippines is facing an unprecedented surge of COVID-19 cases since the start of the pandemic. But health officials tell us they remain hopeful. That's because hospitalization rates across the country remain manageable, at least for now.
Nearly half of the country's population is now fully vaccinated. But with the controversy surrounding Manila's new anti-COVID rules, that may not be enough to stop the spread. Jamel Alindogan, Al Jazeera, Manila.